December 10, 1918. Effects of the prayers of the souls who are intimate with Jesus. I was saying to my sweet Jesus, "See, I don't know how to do anything, nor do I have anything to give you, but I want to give you my trifles. I unite these trifles of mine to the all, as you are, and I ask you for souls. Therefore, as I breathe, my breathing asks you for souls. The beating of my heart, with incessant cries, asks you for souls. The motion of my arms, the blood which circulates in me, the batting of my eyelids, the movements of my lips, are souls that I ask of you. And I ask this united with you, with your love and in your will, so that everyone may hear my incessant cry within you, always asking for souls. Now, as I was saying this and other things, my Jesus moved in my interior and told me, 'My daughter, how sweet and pleasing to me is the prayer of the souls who are intimate with me. How I feel my hidden life of Nazareth being repeated, with no outward appearance, without any circle of people, with no sound of bells. Completely neglected and alone, to the extent that I was barely known. I kept rising between heaven and earth, asking for souls. Not even a breath or a heartbeat escaped me, which did not ask for souls. And as I did this, my blast resounded in heaven, and drew the love of the Father to give me souls. The same sound, reverberating in hearts, cried out in a sonorous voice, "Souls!" How many wonders did I not work during my hidden life, known only to my Father in heaven and to my Mother on earth. The same for the hidden soul, who is intimate with me, as she prays, though no sound is heard on earth, her prayers, like bells, resound more vibrantly in heaven, to the extent of calling the whole of heaven to unite itself with her, and to let mercy descend upon the earth, which resounding not to the hearing, but to the hearts of creatures, may dispose them to convert.